March 13th, welcome to the Public Art and Community Design Committee meeting of March 13th. It's 3:34 p.m. I will move forward with our agenda, and the first agenda item is roll call to establish a quorum. I believe Sadie will do the roll call at this meeting. Sadie?
Thank you. Adrian Ackerman? Ann Lopez?
Here.
Corinne Cooper?
Here.
Leanne Hernandez?
Here.
Emily Tate? Jim Fox? Jim?
Jim.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Present.
Janet Sorry, Smith? It's late. I am present. I was having issues.
Thank you. Kenneth Smith?
Here.
Laura Summers?
Here.
Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Here.
Thank you. Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Here.
Robert Clark?
Here.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Moving on, the next item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance or Moment of Silence. This time is set aside for those of you who care to offer a Pledge of Allegiance to our flag, may do so, or have a one-minute moment of silence beginning now. All right. Thank you, everyone. Moving on through our agenda, I'd like to offer a welcome to everyone attending. I think in the future I'll have a separate agenda item for this, but I would appreciate if guests would introduce themselves and the Arts Foundation staff that's present also introduce themselves. So we'll start with the Arts Foundation staff who is attending. If you could please unmute yourself and say hello very briefly.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Adriana Gallego, Executive Director.
Sadie Shaw. Wilkin Race, Director of Public Art.
Sadie Shaw, PACD Administrator.
Donna Isaac, Special Projects Manager.
And Ariel Fry, Public Art Coordinator.
Very good. Could our guests introduce themselves, I think?
Hi, I'm Steve Dolan. I'm with the Tucson Mountains Association. I'm on the Silver Bell Art Panel. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Mr. Lawrence, you want to wait to call to the audience, or...?
Sure, yes.
Okay. All right. I have nothing necessarily too momentous to report. We do have interest in other board members, as well as myself, on the status of Freewall. And I thought it might be helpful for some new board members and then a refresher for some of us who've been around a while but don't have it all in one place to I've asked the staff to put a timeline together of the Freewall deliberations and discussions that we've had in the past at the PAC-D and Arts Foundation level. It was not, they were not able to get it assembled by today, so we'll put it on the agenda for next month, so we can discuss the Freewall and determine whether or not there's any other action we need to take on that particular subject. So with that, that's the extent of my chairperson's report for this month. Moving on, if I might, to agenda item 4, and that's the public director's report. I believe we all received a copy in advance, but I will give it to Whirlwind to point out any highlights. Mr. Reyes.
Great. Thank you, Chairman Glock. Yeah, you all received the reports last week. I'm going to share my screen because there have already been changes. Just kidding. I'm not going to share my screen. Can you enable screen share, Sadie? Ariel will also need it for the...
Yes, I just enabled it.
Great. Thank you so much. If I can find it, there we go. Okay, so regular stuff. I'm going to talk about the Silver Bell Grades El Camino today. And I added a little something about if you remember last year, maybe the year before, to be honest, the Pima County's new OME, Office of Medical Examiner's office, is under construction, and the artist to look at that was Troy Neiman. The panel approved this design, which is a pendant that'll be hanging suspended from the ceiling in the courtyard area. So one side will be facing the parking lot. The other three sides will be in the building areas. They all have glass walls toward the ceiling. And the interesting part is they're going to use this dichroic glass, which changes colors depending on where you're standing and looking at it. And then when the light pierces through the top, different times of the day, it's going to refract like color spectrums throughout the space. So that'll be exciting. The dedication is in September. The artwork is planned to be there. So if you plan to attend, that'll be great because this will be there. I'll send more details when we find out. We don't know the exact dates. But what I want to talk about is in the all of the sort of public art project information in the work plan that I've been sharing, the last page, I was previously just sent, like, giving you all of the projects, but most of them you've already looked at a review, so it was kind of unnecessary. So I limited it to what's coming up, and then I added the ward so you can see what's coming up if you want to be on the panel, and if it's in your area, or if you know stakeholders that might be interested in the projects. But we met with Parks this morning at 9 a.m., so some of those CTA launch dates are already going to change, but they will be in next month's updates. But what we do know for sure is that the 5th and 6th Street project, Ward 6, is going to launch next month. So if you're interested in being on that panel, that project is part of Prop 407. And, you know, on 6th Street past, if you're heading east past the university at a country club, I believe, when the 6th turns into 5th, there's that little triangle weird island in the middle. So they're doing some landscape upgrades to that. There's going to be 2 bus stops, and that's the location, proposed location for that project. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and reach out to us. And following that's going to be the Drexel Road project, which is going to be the road connecting Drexel Road over Santa Cruz River. And further than that, there'll be some more projects added next month and in the following months as we work with Parks to solidify some of those dates. But there's lots of projects coming out. We're looking at pretty much once new projects a month for next fiscal year. And that's it for me. Does any questions?
Any questions, Mr. Reyes, on the Public Art Director's report?
Kenna? Yeah, I'd like to volunteer for Jacobs Park.
Okay.
It's in my hood, so.
So it's great to have faculty members on these panels. Yeah, we'll reach out to you with that. That's one of the ones that I think the date's going to change for sure. But
okay.
Jacobs Park. Thank you, Kenna. Mm-hmm. Bryn?
Did we approve the minutes?
I think that's next.
Okay.
On that, let's see, Ania.
Correct.
Yeah, that's I'm agenda 5.
Any further questions, Mr. Reyes, on the Public Art Director's Report? Hearing none, we will move on to approval of the minutes of February 14th, 2024. I'll entertain a motion to approve in a second.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion to approve and a second.
Discussion.
Any further discussion?
I know because I missed the meeting that I do not have standing, but I just wanted to note that my name is misspelled in the minutes.
Thank you for letting us know, Corinne, and I will amend that in the February minutes.
Okay. I guess formally we could have the motion to approve the minutes include that correction and the second approve that correction, if that's amenable to Ann Lopez and Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Did someone want to second your amendment?
So, Mr. Okay. Clark, are you amenable to amending your second to include the correction as noted? Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any further discussion?
For the record, Jim, who was the second for that?
Bob Clark.
And who moved the item?
Ann Lopez.
Thank you.
All right. Hearing no further discussion, we'll allow Sadie to do a roll call for approval of the minutes of February 14th. Sadie?
Thank you. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock? Jim?
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher? Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Laura Summers?
Approve.
Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewitt?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, minutes were approved unanimously.
Very good. All right. Moving on then to item six is the approval of the panel recommendation of Carol May for the Silver Barrel Goree Rail to El Camino del Cerro project. We have a presentation on the panel recommendations for Carol May for the Silver Barrel Goree to El Camino del Cerro project. And I understand Ariel will be handling this item.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Buck. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Great, thank you. So this is the artist selection concurrence presentation on Silver Bell Goree to El Camino del Cerro. This project is a part of phase two of Silver Bell Road Improvement Project, which will widen Silver Bell Road to a four-lane divided roadway, and will also include pedestrian facilities, bike lanes, lighting, drainage improvements, raised median islands, and new native landscaping and public art. The project is funded by the City of Tucson and the Regional Transportation Authority, and the public artwork budget is $306,000, and the Silver Bell Road is on the border of Ward 1 to the west and Ward 3 to the east. So on the right here, you can see an example of the roadway improvements in this area for this project. And the public artwork opportunities specifically call for 3 to 5 roadside public artworks along Silver Belt between Goree and Camino del Cerro, and they should function as landmarks and include pedestrian and bike path enhancements like shade structures, seating, bike racks, etc. This is the makeup of the public art panel for this project. We have Kathy Shen, Steve Dolan, Lindsay Hopkins, Roman Gurius, Corinne Cooper, Mala Maru, Hillary Eshelman, Kyle DeWitt, and Jeff Stein. Most people are living and working in the area of the project. We have Steve Dolan here today and Corinne Cooper as well. She's on PACTI, so she, I believe, will be saying a few words after I'm finished. So the panel looked over 111 applications for this project, and they selected the artist team May and Watkins Designs. This is a small team based in New York, and Carol May is the lead designer and guides the work and the development of the ideas. And the panel they selected this artist because they really thought that the designs they offer are unique to Tucson. They were excited that the designs incorporate functionalities like seating and shade. They were impressed by their history of community engagement in their projects, and they're also really excited about the idea of incorporating local flora into the public artwork and possibly fauna. So these are some examples of the artworks that they've done around the country. And here are some additional images with a quote from the artist team that says, "Our work lends itself to the vistas, spaces, and natural forms of the area. And we love to incorporate aspects of the local culture and landscape into aspects of our pieces." So that's the conclusion to my presentation. I'm happy to take any questions now, and then I know Corinne wants to add a few comments.
Ariel, this is Adrian. I'm just curious, and maybe Corinne can speak to this as well, how they identify, like when they're coming into a new town or area, how they identify which aspects of local culture and fauna or flora that they want to incorporate. Just curious if there was any discussion around like kind of their engagement process.
Yeah, absolutely. This artist team, Carol May, explained that they will be doing a public art Keys project in Phoenix. So they're, I think this month, going to be visiting the area and around Silver Bell to do a site visit. But the majority of that discussion of what elements will be incorporated into the design, like flora or any cultural input, that will be given by the panel, especially in the beginning during the community design listening session that will kick off the design phase. And then the panel and the artists will discuss larger community events that they could be a part of to get more input beyond the panel.
Cool, thank you.
Are there any additional questions? Hearing none, I'm happy to pass it off to Corinne.
I'm happy to speak to this, but I note that Steve Dolan, who is a community member of the panel, is here as a guest, and I wanted to give Steve the opportunity to make any comments before I spoke to the process. Steve, did you want to make any comments? Well, hearing none, if Steve pipes up while I'm talking, I'm glad to let him have a few minutes. There were three artists identified relatively quickly by the panel out of our 111 or 110 artists, and all had a very strong natural influence in their work, whether their work was abstract or more representational. We felt that two of the artists had a lot of experience in large, complicated public art projects, and of those, we chose Carol May, in part as a result of the work that she's doing in other parts of the Southwest that seem very relevant to our environment. The discussion went very smoothly, and there was almost a complete consensus around Carol as the chosen artist. So I was very pleased to participate in this panel.
This is Steve. I'm unmuted now.
Go for it, Steve.
These Zoom meetings are always interesting when you're trying to mute and unmute and video and all that stuff. I can't do the video. Well, anyways, yes, this is my very first art panel. It's a very interesting process. And as Corinne said, there are over 100 artists. And Carol May and her team came through because of the unique art that she does. I wanted to add that I'm on the Tucson Mountains Association, and we're very, very involved in protecting the Sonoran Desert flora and fauna and also the wildlife corridors. And Ariel mentioned there's some drainage improvements. There's four major washes through there that serve as wildlife corridors. And so I brought up wildlife during the art selections. And we'll talk more about this in the design phase, as Ariel said. And I just wanted to add that the City Ward 1 is on the southern, mostly the Phase 1 section. City Ward 3 is mostly the Phase 2 section to the east. And the rest of Phase 2 is Pima County land. So there's a lot of county residents that use Silver Bell Road. And I live in that county section, and so I'm basically representing the Tucson Mountain Association and some of the historical and cultural concerns of the Tucson Mountains. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Dolan, Ms. Cooper, and Ms. Fry. Just a gee whiz, I got an opportunity to work on the design of the wildlife crossings that Mr. Dolan referenced, the drainage structures that pass under the roadway are designed to accommodate wildlife, to make it friendly for wildlife to traverse through them, because needless to say, the wildlife does like to be hiding up in the mountains where it's cooler, and then access to the Santa Cruz River when things cool down during the summer months. So I am appreciative of Mr. Dolan queuing into that for perhaps having the art speak to that a little bit. So we'll look forward to seeing what the team finally comes up with. With that, any other questions of the board, of Ms. Fry or Ms. Cooper or Mr. Dolan, since we have him? Hearing none, I'll ask Ms. Shaw to, I will seek a motion to approve the selected artist and a second. So with that, do we have a motion?
So this is Kenna. I make a motion that we recommend forwarding this proposal forward. Yes.
Okay. We have Kenna Smith moving.
This is Maureen. I'll second.
And Maureen Lewick has seconded the motion to forward the recommendation. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Shaw, if you could do a roll call on the motion.
Yes. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock? Jim?
Approved.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Laura Summers?
Approve.
Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? And Valerie Sipp.
Approved.
Motion has passed. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move on to item 7, which is request for additions for next month's agenda, which will be held on April 17th, I believe.
Hi, this is Adrienne again. I think I was in the waiting room when we were doing roll call and the top of the chairperson's report, and I came in right as you were talking about the free wall gym, and I'm just curious, were you saying that would go to that would come up for next month?
Correct. We are placing the free wall on the agenda for next month. I asked staff in anticipation of the agenda item to put together the history of PACDs and Arts Foundation's deliberations and work that they've done in relation to the free wall to bring us all up to speed, because there's some new board members as well as some feeble memories like mine.